Tonight I'll be reading out of the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 21 to 24. It says, "If so be that ye have heard him, and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in the righteousness and true holiness." Well, I only thought it was appropriate with this new meeting to just talk about a new beginning. This new beginning, you know, each time, you know, we ask God to forgive us, that's a new beginning. God just casts our sins as far as the east is from the west. And just the first thing we're going to look at in this passage right here is the old man. You see that it says about the old man, and we just want to talk about who the old man is. The old man is us when we were lost, and it says right here in Ephesians 4, verse 19 and 20, "Who being past feeling have given themselves over unto," "to work all uncleanliness with greediness, but ye have not so learned Christ." So, not so learning Christ is saying that we're lost, and we just haven't come to know God's righteousness and how loving and caring He is, and we haven't accepted Him as our personal Savior. And there's a few things about the old man that hinders him. You know, before we were lost, we always had something that didn't allow us to come and receive Him, whether that be that we haven't heard the gospel yet, or that we just didn't think we were ready, or we didn't want to give up something. And you know, with the old man, he doesn't intend to change. Luke 5, verse 39 says, "No man also having drunk old wine, but straightway desireth new, for he saith the old is better." And this is talking about the old is better, saying that, well, I don't want to give my life to Christ because that means I'm going to have to lay down this sin and that sin. And, you know, I can't give up this just yet because, you know, it's still dear to me. But I just want to tell you today, you know, giving your life to Christ is probably the best thing, but not probably is. It is the best thing that I've ever done. And, you know, Christ has given me so much more than what I had when I was the old man. And, you know, I can only just praise Him for that. And, you know, what I gave up is nothing in comparison to what I have right now and what I will have when I, you know, reach heaven. And, you know, gets me on fire. Thinking about what He just has in store for me. And, you know, I pray that He would use me more this year and just help me to tell others about Him and just help others know just by sharing what He's done for me and what He's done for others in the past. Another thing that I want to talk about in the passage is the new man. Sometimes we get caught up looking back in the past, like, well, I was all this, and how could God ever love me? Well, you know, once you put that behind you, and you look forward, you see the new man. Well, the new man, it says in 2 Corinthians, verse 5, or chapter 5, verse 17, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new." So you know, baptism being a symbol of what Christ did for us, He came and lived and died and was resurrected now to give us Holy Spirit. That's a picture of us also becoming new. There's newness in the life, and we're just created new. Yeah. God has just gave us so much now. When we come saved, it's unreal. And God has just gave us so much as far as me goes. I mean, He's given me so many more opportunities. He's with my newness and becoming saved, He's given me the ability to draw closer to my family, to my church family. He's given me so many more opportunities to become involved in this church. And I just thank Him for that. And I just don't, I wouldn't want to, you know, be a member right now. I believe this is where God wants me to be. I just can't imagine being anywhere else right now. Maybe my church family. They have helped me so much along the way. And some people may say, well, you know, I never talked to Nick or anything, but just coming to church and seeing some new faces, you know, it's such a blessing to me to see new people who come to this church, maybe because they were invited by a family member or the Lord convicted them to, you know, stop by that church as they were passing through, stop by this church as they were passing by. And this brings joy to my heart to know that the Lord still cares for us and is still, you know, working in our church and working in our lives. And with the old man and the new man, well, you may ask, well, how can the old man go to the new man? Well, that's through salvation. Salvation is the best gift, you know, we could ever have. You know, God could have let us sit there and go to the devil's hell as we deserve, but He still saw hope in us. And thank God for that. He also wants to be here today. And, you know, we're saved through grace. Grace has always been, but it won't always be forever. And there's a point where God pours out His wrath. And I feel sorry for the people in that. And the Bible says that the cross and the rocks to kill them. There's no answer. And so that's why we should go out today and spread the gospel with as many people as we can. And I was talking to one of my friends the other day, and he said that one of his, you know, close friends didn't believe. Well, we made a pact, you know, try to help this person, you know, talk to them, try to get them to understand. And he saved. This person said that their family didn't believe, and they didn't plan on changing. Well, that kind of, you know, hit me right in the heart. No God is the only love. So me and this friend, you know, we continue praying for this person. And, you know, it's weird to see how in my generation, you know, I go to school and I see how these people, I see them how they say they are, and how they say they really are. And, you know, some people say that, oh, I'm a member, and that's all it's talking about. Stops out of membership out of church, and they do nothing more than just come to church. And it's become a ritual for them, you know, how to get up on Sunday, go to church, and it's nothing more than it is. Nothing more than a saying, and it's nothing more than just a gathering, you know, come see church members, and shake their hands, hear the word and read. And, you know, those people are, you know, probably people that I know, never get a second thought after they hear the word. You know, I heard the word, I need to go home. But sometimes I go home and I look deeper into what the Lord says or what the pastor says and I'm listening to, you know, to get a better understanding of what God has said in that context, or if it's on a certain subject, I look deeper into it. And, you know, God blessed me that way. I can, as I said before, you know, when I go to school, I see how much people say that they know about that. But, you know, when you start asking them stuff like, well, you believe this, why do you believe it? They say, well, because what my parents thought me, it's what someone says to me. So, I don't have a reason why I believe in everything, but I'm trying to establish a basis of why I believe in everything that I do. Because the Bible says that we should have two or three witnesses in everything that we believe. And I just go home and I study it more, and God's blessed me that way. And through doing that, I've learned so much more. And just talking with some of my friends, I understand that I know more than most people my age would know. And I'm also getting a lot more opportunities from them. And I think that's one way God's blessed me, is just by giving me a talent to understand this word and be able to share it with others. And, you know, there's nothing more that I love than just coming to church, seeing people, you know, understanding how Christ has helped them in their life. And, you know, like Brother Santiago said this morning, you know, you saw the pictures about how everybody is treated in a third world country, compared to how us Christians in America are. You know, they have it way worse than we do. You know, sometimes we think of persecution. Persecution isn't the same as it is here, as it is in a third world country. You know, we're Christians in America, so we think of an American way. We believe that freedom is freedom. And, you know, we understand that people put their lives on the line and people have died for our food. We just don't understand the concept of just being stoned or being persecuted just because we know God. And Paul, the Apostle Paul, he really endured, you know, tribulations and, you know, being persecuted and persecuted. He endured so much for Christ, and, you know, through that, I really believe that God opened his eyes in a way that, you know, some of us may not see yet. And I pray that, you know, some of us will have a better understanding of what Christ has in store for us. And, you know, there's so much more to learn. You know, if we just put away watching TV or put away, you know, some things that, you know, we could live without, just really focus on what his works, and we'd be blessed beyond knowing. You know, me right now, there are some things that I still struggle putting away, and I haven't fully committed to putting, you know, watching TV when I could be studying God's word. But I pray that he would help me in order to really get the strength that I need to get something like that. Something that is so full of sin nowadays, and just help me to understand his word and just continue to bless him. That's about it.
Let's have a song of the table.